Baltimore County Executive Kevin Kamenetz's $3.15 billion budget for the coming fiscal year does not contain any tax increases. But WIPR's John Lee reports that wasn't good enough for one county councilman.
When you're a county executive and you announce no tax increases, you expect a little love from the audience. But yesterday, when he presented his budget to a full house in the county council chambers, Kevin Kamenetz had to work for it a bit.
I'm pleased to report that this budget maintains the current property tax and income tax rates. You can clap on that.
The county hasn't raised its property tax rate in 29 years. The income tax rate has held steady for 25. Kamenetz says that's because the local economy is strong. Since he took office a little over 6 years ago, Kamenetz says there's been more than $5 billion in major private development, like new homes and offices.
Now, this steady growth builds our tax base so that we can preserve our quality of life while keeping tax rates stable.
But with that growth comes higher assessed property values. So while the property tax rate might not increase, the tax bill does. So Republican Councilman Wade Katch says the executive ought to be cutting the tax rate.
For government to require that people pay additional property taxes is really not acceptable.
For the most part, though, council members, Democrats and Republicans alike, seem pleased with Kamenetz's budget. They said pet projects like new and renovated schools and road resurfacing were being spread fairly around the county. One of the big plums in the budget is a new middle school in Perry Hall. That should open in 2021. Republican Councilman David Marks represents the Perry Hall and Towson areas.
The Republicans on the council have a record of working with the county executive. We'll scrutinize the budget. But I think structurally it's a very good blueprint for the county.
But then the council doesn't have much power when it comes to the budget anyway. It can subtract from Kamenetz's plan, but it can't add money or shift funds around. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 and WIPR.